Because of a Florida law enacted 6 years ago, the first week of September is designated as Drowsy Driving Prevention Week to educate the public on its dangers.
This campaign is held each year in the memory of 8-year-old Ronche Dugans. Ronche was killed in 2008 when her school bus was hit by a driver who fell asleep at the wheel. So the realities of drowsy driving are real.
A Department of Highway Safety spokesman Alexis Bukowski likens drowsy driving to impaired driving.
It will slow down your process and reaction time. It will affect your judgment, your vision. It can impair your sense and abilities. And it can cause microsleeping, which is nodding off or falling completely asleep, which makes you more prone to crashes.
She recommends taking breaks at rest stops on long trips, switching drivers when needed, and pulling over if you start to feel tired. The week goes through Labor Day weekend and ends Friday of next week. Bukowski also adds motorists should be extra vigilant due to changing weather conditions. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.